This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The following are high school basketball scores from last night, March the 3rd, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the boys' teams last night in our listening area, we had Flint International with 57 points defeat Reese with 49. Harbor Beach had 55 points, 10 points ahead of Sandusky's 45. Ubley with 70 beat Marine City Cardinal Mooney with 61. And Waterford Our Lady was just 1 point ahead of Kingston, 40-39. For the girls' teams last night, there were no area games for the WLEW and WHST listening area, but for more sports scores and stories anytime, you can always go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. On March the 2nd, President Donald Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to three U.S. Army soldiers for acts of gallantry above and beyond the call of duty. The nation's highest honor was given to Commander Sergeant Major Terry P. Richardson of the U.S. Army, who is retired, Master Sergeant Roderick W. Edmonds, who has died, and Staff Sergeant Michael H. Ollis, who also received his award posthumously. On Tuesday, March the 3rd, the U.S. Army inducted Richardson of Fairgrove into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes Distinguished Roster, which is the Defense Department's permanent display of those who receive the Medal of Honor. Richardson was recognized for his bravery during the Vietnam War on September 14, 1968, when his platoon was ambushed by a North Vietnamese battalion. Despite heavy machine gun fire, Richardson went forward three different times to rescue three wounded soldiers, then climbed a hill despite being wounded by a sniper to give his orders and coordinates away from his unit, which helped to protect them. By doing this, he is credited with saving the lives of 85 fellow soldiers. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is the 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, a Tuscola County deputy is retiring after years of service to the county and its residents. K-9 Black is retiring after 7 years of service with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department. He was originally trained to detect explosives, but has done so much more since then. Black was certified by the National Association of Professional Canine Handlers in obedience, article searches, area searches, building searches, tracking, aggression response, and explosive detection. During his career with the department, K-9 Black, as well as his partner, Sheriff Ryan Robinson, who was still a deputy back then, have been deployed 275 times. The soon-to-retire deputy canine is also well-known throughout the county for his numerous appearances in schools. And when he retires, Bleck will turn in his protective vest and badge and spend the remainder of his years as an office dog and family pet in the Robinson household. And in other news for today, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners have called for two public hearings next month. The hearings, which will be in the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro, are regarding the transferring of duties from the Tuscola County Road Commission to the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners. There will be a hearing at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April the 2nd, and then another at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 7th. The purpose of the hearings are to receive public comments regarding whether or not to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the County Road Commission to the Tuscola County Board of County Commissioners. Having to conduct two public hearings is required before the County Board Commissioners can take over the county's Road Commission operations. The meetings can be viewed virtually online by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org. For a complete look at your thumb area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.